Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. They're free, so head on over there. You'll see the main feature actually allows you, the listener, to control the content of the site. You find something online, submit it to the website. If you think it's pretty cool, you think our other listeners will enjoy seeing it, you submit it, and then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike your submission, and you get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com, so head on over there. Get interactive. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Puke.
And Mark.
And we go to your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Then Puke's going to tell us about why people like spicy foods, or at least the people that like spicy foods, why they like them.
Why do we love pain?
Not everybody does. We'll come back to that.
A lot of people do, though.
Yep. And, but first, we talk to Matt in Illinois. He's on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Matt?
Last hour, you ended the hour by talking about UFOs.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to me that what you brought out was very, very old news, and some of the most well-documented, incredible witnesses of those events, particularly the Bentwater event in England, where there was actually recordings, the recordings of the soldiers talking over the walkie talkies as this was going on. That you can actually find those online. You can hear them. There's a whole book that was written about that particular event.
I'm disappointed, Ian. You're not up on all of your UFO history.
I'm not a UFO guy. I just saw the story in the news, and I saw that, you know, they were allegedly shutting down nuclear devices, and I thought, that's a cool twist on the whole UFO.
Yeah, I never heard of this stuff before either. So.
That also came out years and years ago, and it has to be at least 10 years ago that I heard about those incidents. And those are also incidents where there were several witnesses, and they were highly credible witnesses.
So what are the current UFO events that are in the news? Are there any?
Well,
like maybe that thing in, was it in Mexico City?
I mean, the most credible one, there's a couple, would have been the incident in the late 90s in Mexico City, where over 100,000, 200,000 people saw the lights and saw the UFOs.
And yeah, I think I recall that
one. Right. There's the one in Phoenix, the Phoenix Lights. That's another one where whole bunches of people saw the UFO and described it. And then several nights later, the military actually sent out planes and had them launching flares. And people said they saw that, too, and they could tell that they were flares. And they knew the difference between the UFOs and the flares.
You won't fool us with your flares?
Yeah. That, again, was a highly credible, lots and lots of witnesses, highly credible. And the mayor of Phoenix came out later and had this stunt. And, I mean, they really, really tried to make those events, to play them down, to make them look like it was just a bunch of crackpots that had seen these.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is, in my mind, is why they would march these out now. And there's an interesting, and this is like a forecast. There's an interesting theory, reading some of the higher up, some of the people that are supposedly the elite, the Bilderbergers, which you guys know because you guys are paid by them. but they are saying that, okay, the next big thing, the next big enemy that they're going to bring out, that they're going to march out to try to, you know, keep these wars going and to keep them making the money and stuff like that, and to keep the regular folk, us common folk, afraid, is the alien threat.
Full disclosure, I get paid by the Schnurgenbergers.
Right. Well, so the thing is I mean, and this is, again, you know, this is all conjecture now. I'm in the realm of conjecture, but the conjecture is this. The military and the elites have a holographic technology. They can make very, very realistic looking things like appear in the sky or wherever they want.
Really?
And
This is conjecture.
This is all conjecture. I'm just giving you the conjecture because it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. The conjecture is that they will show these things, project them, try to convince people that we're being invaded or that there is a threat, so that they can maintain their power.
What if it's just Batman? They just need Batman.
Well, you know, maybe Batman's one of the Bilderbergers.
He does have a lot of money.
So basically, it seems like it's a strange claim that you're making here, that they're going to project something in the sky to induce fear in the population. Wouldn't they also have to use a death ray on some folks to actually get people scared, or just the idea that there's some sort of holographic mirage is going to be enough to get people to re-embrace their need for government? Really?
They could combine the two if they have that kind of a weapon, Hull.
Yeah, you're right here.
Okay. They could combine the two if they indeed have the type of weapon. Well, and just to be, you know, I'm not the one that's making this conjecture. It's not something that I put together. This is something that conjectures that I've heard other people.
Well, the military does have some pain rays, right, and microwave and sound wave beam things, so they're getting pretty close to that.
Who would really believe that the U.S. military could somehow protect us from some sort of marauding force of aliens? I mean,
go ahead. If you've got people that are uneducated and you know, scared enough, they're going to believe anything. Ding. They're going to be going, oh, we've
but you've seen
give up our rights, and we've got to let these people do this so that we, you know, don't have these aliens. So what are they going to do now? If you know, here I am, I'm just a normal everyday guy. I'm nobody special. I haven't been studying this stuff or anything that much. I've only read a few books.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
It's very limited. I'm sorry?
I said if it bleeds, we can kill them.
Well, you saw what Godzilla did to the fighter planes. I mean, he just snatched them right out of the sky.
Well, that's true. He's really big. But if they're human-sized, well, I got a 12-gauge for that.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate the thoughts and the call tonight, and thank you for it. 800-259-9231. It seems like they are already using aliens to scare people, and they're calling them illegal aliens.
Speaking of
that's happening, and that is their enemy.
Speaking of aliens or UFOs, I've seen two really interesting trailers for upcoming films. One called Skyline, about an alien invasion, and basically it takes place around Los Angeles, where the humans are fighting that. And the other one is called Monsters, which is about essentially Mexico is invaded by these giant tentacled critters, and there's like a giant demilitarized zone where all the aliens are at, and you got to keep out. Check those trailers out online, Monsters and Skyline. They look quite fascinating in the trailers anyways.
I have not heard of either of them, but I did see District 9 not too long. I think it was District 9.
Yes, District 9 is an excellent film.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. It was one of those kind of indie films that blew up pretty big. Mm. Not a huge budget, but they did a good job. And
there's some pretty good Liberty themes in that film as well.
Yeah, a little bit here. Yeah, a little.
Decent ones. I mean, there's no libertarian.
Right, nothing that hits you over the head or anything like that.
Plus their use of authentic South African weaponry.
But the main character in the film is a bureaucrat, and he is a nasty man, and he goes through a bit of a nasty change.
Yep, he does get his comeuppance when he turns into the alien.
Oh, you're not supposed to give it away.
Spoiler alert.
So there you go. All right.
If it's been 6 months, you haven't seen the film.
Yeah, like really, what are you going to do? You know, I mean, at one point do you not talk about a film anymore? Wasn't Gardner giving a spoiler alert for Planet of the Apes, the original one here one night?
Darth Vader is Luke's father. Holy crap.
Uh-oh. Oh, didn't you say something during one of the breaks, Mark, that Star Wars is going to... You had a Star Wars guest on the show last night, and now I guess the news broke... No, excuse me, it was Johnson that told me that I guess Lucas is going to be 3D-izing the original Star Wars.
Oh, my.
Raping your childhood yet again.
I don't know that that's a great idea, really. Well,
I saw Alice in Wonderland in 3D, and it's my understanding they actually shot it in 2D. So I guess there's some sort of a process.
Well, but it doesn't look as good. It's like looking at two photographs at different distances instead of actual 3D like Avatar. The entire film is in an actual three-dimensional computer scape.
But I'm sure it'll be enough to get a whole bunch of people out to spend
money. All those nerds are going to go in droves. Damn you, nerds.
More coming up. You take control at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of features on the site. All of them are free, so enjoy those on us, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
Also, the cam at cam.freetalklive.com. The cam is brought to you by memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. They offer all of that in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, so we're going to continue taking your phone calls here and go to Scott listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Scott?
Well, I've talked with you guys before, but I have. This is actually concerning an acquaintance of mine who was, her name is Elizabeth Slater, and she was basically falsely arrested by the South Charleston Police Department for wanton endangerment. And we're just trying to get anybody that we can call into the mayor's office and say, you know, hey, drop this because
what were the circumstances of this false arrest?
She had had problems with her neighbors before, and she was actually afraid for her, you know, for her well-being because of this. And, you know, due to the Castle law, which has been enacted in West Virginia, you know, she had her shotgun with her. And, you know, she didn't point it at him, but they still, you know, said, well, she had a shotgun, and they never mind what her neighbors had to say. It was all her because she had a shotgun, but she was basically falsely arrested. They didn't Mirandize her. She was basically handcuffed and given the whole business over this. And now they're trying to charge her with wanton endangerment and drag this into court and everything else. And I would just like, if you have any listeners that would, that have been maybe through something like this, please contact Frank Mullins, the mayor of South Charleston, and just, yeah, please express to him that they've got to drop this. This is a 87 or a 70. She's in her late 70s.
So where is she with the shotgun? Was she in her house or was she in her yard?
She was on her porch. She had opened the door. She had come out. She was on her porch, but she did not point the gun at her neighbor.
Now the neighbor was there as well on the same property on their porch, or where was the neighbor?
Yeah.
So there was a dispute. The neighbor came over to call her out or harangue her in some way, and she responded by stepping out the front door with a shotgun, and that's why she was arrested?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But like I said, they never Mirandized her.
No, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. Unless they're going to question her, they typically only have to read Miranda rights when they're going to interrogate a suspect.
That's a TV myth.
Yeah, well, I mean...
But either way, you're right. I mean, it's pretty outrageous.
A person should be allowed to protect their property and show a certain level of force.
That's the whole point. We have the Castle law in West Virginia. I mean, so that's the whole point.
And the charge was what again? I'm sorry.
Wanton
endangerment. Basically, they charged her with wanton endangerment. They confiscated her gun.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been through it with this.
When did were you there, or do you just know her, or what's
your
relationship?
I wasn't there. I know her, and actually, that's basically it.
Is she a nice lady? You said she's nice. She's not ornery. She's not difficult to deal with.
No, she's a nice lady. I mean, she's a nice lady. She just didn't want any trouble, you know.
That's sad. And I think that your approach is probably a decent one here, to put pressure on a politician the politician will want to stop the phone calls or stop the emails from coming in, and so he may actually be able to pull the strings that are necessary in order to get the prosecutor to drop the charges. So folks maybe down there in the West Virginia area can do that.
You want me to give you a number? I'll give you a number for it. It's Frank. You can contact the mayor, Frank Mullins of South Charleston, at area code 304-744-5300.
Now, is there a mayor of North Charleston as well? I didn't know that Charleston was divvied up into two parts.
Yes, it's South Charleston.
So there are actually two townships there?
Must
be. Municipalities?
It's called South Charleston. Yes, sir.
Huh, interesting. So there's Charleston and South Charleston, not North Charleston and South Charleston.
Yeah.
You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live, and I thank you for the call. Good luck to her, and it's just so sad, especially when the government people go after septuagenarians and octogenarians, especially those who've not actually caused any, you know, serious crime. And maybe she was overreacting by bringing the shotgun out. Well, it's certainly a possibility.
You don't know what's going on in her mind. I mean, no. And one needs to be protecting, needs to protect one's property if one feels like that's what needs to be done, or oneself. And she's frail, likely, compared to this neighbor. So mm-hmm. if the neighbor feels like, the neighbor's essentially has a deadly weapon, and that's his body, mm-hmm. when you're dealing with a 79-year-old woman.
Yeah.
I mean, is all he has to do is give her one good, clock her one good time, he could break several bones. So she really does have to have a weapon in order to protect herself. It's also possible that firing the shotgun could break some bones too. But it's her choice to have a weapon if she wants to on her front porch. As long as she's not brandishing it in the way, she's not pointing at anyone or anything like that.
Well, she's brandishing it by holding it.
Well, fine. But so she's
not
holding
menacing
it
necessarily.
Yeah, she's not menacing the guy. Just letting him know that look, I know you could hurt me in a moment. I can hurt you too.
Well, it says here the Castle Doctrine for West Virginia states that there is no duty to retreat from an attacker, allowing law-abiding citizens to stand their ground and protect themselves and their family, which it sounds like this is what she was doing.
Indeed.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Maybe you've got a similar experience that you'd like to add your input into, or bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. We go to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yo, how's it going?
How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you all that marijuana can clothe you, feed you, fuel your hover tank.
Fuel my hover tank?
Yes, fuel your hover tank. I have assimilated all of Montana.
Seems like the aliens have gotten
so the aliens day. Calling in tonight. You've assimilated the entire
aliens,
state of Montana.
This is Cobra Commander.
Oh, nice.
Cobra Commander.
You sounded very... I figured it was an alien thing because we've been talking about aliens, and assimilating is a very alien-sounding term.
Yeah, the aliens I know have that same similar voice.
Well, who do you think I learned it from?
Now, how do you assimilate? What does that mean? How does Cobra Commander, who is just an individual, actually assimilate other people? I didn't watch a lot of G.I. Joe, so I don't know what, powers he has.
Dr. Mindbender has made me a device where I can take over people's minds.
Well, that makes you pretty darn powerful. When did you use that on Barack Obama?
Montana.
No, I said on Barack Obama. I figured you must have taken over his mind.
No, I don't have Obama.
Oh, really?
You've got to start small, Mark. You've got to start with Montana.
Small with the entire
So you're saying he's doing all this evil stuff on his own.
Oh, yes. That is nothing. I don't have anything to do with that.
Well, Cobra Commander, if you want to hang on, I'll bring you back here in a bit here. We haven't heard from Cobra Commander. Because last time, I believe he was running for president. If I recall correctly, the last time or first time.
We heard scary Cobra Party's electoral process.
The primary. Yeah. We'll get back here, hopefully, with Cobra Commander. Cobra Commander 2012, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys,
attorneys or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so head on over there. Enjoy those on us. You can enjoy stuff like our news updates. You get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates. Go to news.freetalklive.com. If you go to updates, that'll take you directly to the email list. But if you go to news.freetalklive.com, that takes you to a page in which you can sign up for the emails. You can get our Twitter or Facebook. So you can do that at news.freetalklive.com. And what if you found out the best liberty activists from around the world were making the move to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, I did. And you can, too. You can be a part of it. It's called the Free State Project, and you can join up at freestateproject.org. All three of us on this show tonight, all Free State Project participants, made the move here to New Hampshire. And, boy, has it been great so far. freestateproject.org. I believe we still have Cobra Commander calling from his underground bunker. At least I'm presuming. You seem like the kind of guy that might have an underground bunker, Cobra Commander. You're calling from... are you actually in Montana, or were you able to assimilate the entire state of Montana without actually having to go there?
I actually had to go to Montana. It's got kind of a short range.
So now, this is some sort of a device that that you're using? You said who was it?
Dr. Mindbender.
Mindbender. So Dr. Mindbender created a device to allow you to control people's minds, to assimilate them. You called as Dave in Montana, kind of as a little joke, impersonating one of our frequent callers. But was that actually Dave speaking through you, or was it? Do you actually have Dave there in your facility in Montana? That is actually, was it him that was speaking on the phone? How does that work?
It was a clone of Dave. I have like 30 different clones of Dave from Montana.
Why? Why 30?
Henchmen.
Right. Why 30 of Dave? Why? What about the rest of Montanans? Do you also have 30 of each of them? Is Dave special in some way?
Dave is basically the emperor of Montana, so if I get control of him, then all of Montana should fall, right?
Apparently.
Now, it makes sense to me.
We were actually watching, Pete pulled up during the break here, a campaign video. I didn't know that you ran for president in 2008.
Oh, yes, I was there.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool. I especially liked how you were going to bring about the Weather Dominator and destroy all of Earth probably with it. But of course,
I've changed my campaign platform slightly since the 2008 run.
What did you learn back then, and what do you change? Why are you changing it now?
I learned that most people, when they go to vote, they're going to vote for Democrats or Republicans. So I put my name under both slots.
Good idea.
That's a good attack. Yes.
Play the odds. So what about?
So is it the same name that you use, Cobra Commander, in both places?
Of course, you got to go.
Yes, it's Cobra Commander with the mask and Cobra Commander with the hood.
I see.
Yeah, a little differentiation there. Now, what is it that you're going to be? How will you be approaching the campaign in 2012? Obviously, things are going to be ramping up here shortly for that. So, have you figured out what your platform is going to be? What are the issues that Cobra Commander is going to be out there promoting?
Votes for Cobra Commander. Under penalty of death.
Well, he sold me. I'm going to vote.
So, do you have any of your minions running for lower seats, like, say, in the Senate or the House or you know, anything like that?
Well, when I get the president's seat, I will make a ruling where all the senators will be replaced by my vipers.
What is a viper? It's not
a snake.
It's a high-level cobra henchman.
Oh, I see.
Now, the vipers are actually also assimilated by you, in that they do they have their own minds, or are they pretty much just automatons that, you know, follow your every command?
Oh, they better follow my every command.
It seems to me the Senate's already a pit of snakes, so it won't be much change.
What's the difference, right?
So they're hardly snakes. They're more like, I don't know.
Weasels, maybe?
Mammals of some sort.
So it's probably a guarantee at this point. I mean, it's pretty early on in the game. It's late 2010 here. We got another 2 years before the election. It's probably a guarantee at this point, if you can retain your control over Montana, that you'll at the very least win the primary in Montana. I presume you're expanding, your plans are expanding out from Montana to sort of cover as many other states as you possibly can to bring the mind control campaign, if you will, to other campaign stops.
It wouldn't be very sneaky of me if I told you what state I was going to take next, now, would it?
Well, Cobra Commander, you really don't have to take over people's minds to win the election. All you have to do is hack those dyeball voting machines, and you've got it in the bag. I mean, this is a lot of work, getting Dr. Mindbender.
It's not as diabolical.
Indeed, it isn't.
If you could actually take control of an entire state full of people, that's a far greater accomplishment.
Well, if I lose the election, then I'll have demand a recount, where they will go through all the machines, and I will have brainwashed people vote all the counts.
It's fantastic. I am just so excited about the campaign here, Cobra Commander. Do you have a website set up yet?
No, I don't have a website.
You got to get on that one. I guess it won't really matter if you're going to take over the minds of the American people, and then they're just going to vote for you anyway. But you know, PR isn't important.
Yeah, it's
if
probably
I can learn how to manipulate the waves of the mind bender machine to go through the computer screen, then possibly I'll make a website.
All right, I got more questions.
I'm already
for
convinced.
It's great. It can't be any worse than any other candidate.
There's a suggestion I would like to make for you and your free keenness.
Oh, sure. Go for it.
I think you should all wear matching uniforms. It's far more terrifying that way.
Oh, God. That's good stuff.
I was commenting on actually your fashion sense, because if you go to the... What did you search for, Puke?
It was his interview on the cable channel G4, Attack of the Show.
So look for a G4 Cobra Commander, perhaps?
Yes. 08 run.
Yeah, so yeah.
I'm glad to hear you threw your helmet back in the ring again for this run, and you know, I'll be supporting you.
It's an awesome helmet.
I appreciate that.
I have to say,
where do you get that helmet? I want one.
That's what I was going to ask, because I think the visor, this, you know, very reflective visor, is huge. It covers your entire face. And it is the ultimate in cool. Like, so I'm just thinking that, you know, maybe as you kick off the campaign, if you're wearing that visor around everywhere, it could really become a you know, a hit on the fashion scene, with everybody, you know, kind of adopting it, because it's just so cool.
And all Americans
kicks the helmet but me.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
But Americans are so narcissistic. That would be great to be talking to somebody else, but yet see yourself. Love that YouTube generation. All on that.
Hi, Cobra Commander. I'm a reflection of you, America. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing
from you.
Yep. 800-259-9231. I was looking, you know, we were watching this campaign video where he was being interviewed by the G4 people. And, I mean, the guy had it. He was, you know, he had the helmet. He had the
outfit.
And he sounded just like the guy that was just on the phone with us.
It makes me wonder. If you go to one of these comic conventions, one of the larger ones, you'll see people that have costumes that are so good and so realistic that you're blown away by them. You know, there's some people with crappy costumes too, but
folks put a lot of work into it.
Man, oh man! And in that costume that he has there, you know, there's a lot of work put into it. But you can go on eBay and they'll sell you for complete costumes that look really great.
Well,
most of them are hundreds of dollars for the good ones.
But if you're Cobra Commander, you just have your Vipers take care of it, and they can just steal all the stuff they need.
Ian,
make it happen.
There is no Cobra Commander.
What are you talking about? He was just on the phone with us.
I think that...
Yeah, he's just a guy making a voice.
Don't pay attention to Mark. He's working for the Joes.
That's what you think until he comes to assimilate you, Mark. A lot of fun that'll be then. It'll be really funny then.
I'm the only one who endorsed his candidacy. I didn't hear you guys jumping on board.
I said I'd vote for him when he threatened me with death.
I said his mask was pretty cool, but, you know, it's hard for me to want to vote.
The mask is way cooler than the hood. The hood's a little too KKK for me.
The hood's
a little
weird.
Is that kind of hood?
It's not peaked, but it
just goes over your head.
Although he is supposed to be evil, so I mean, maybe that's where
they're going. I figure if you're, you know, choosing between the lesser of two evils, why not just go all the way?
As far as selecting a Cobra Commander.
Yeah.
You know, some people actually have that philosophy that those of us who love liberty should actually encourage the greater police state as a result, or that therefore people would come
to the
rest conclusion.
Of the country.
That's either him or Sarah Palin.
That therefore the rest of the country would come to the conclusion that liberty is necessary because they would finally have been oppressed enough. But I can't really get behind that strategy because I just can't see myself supporting the police state and advocating for its further encroachment.
Yeah,
I'd have a tough time with that one.
Yeah, that'd be hard to do.
So 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want, from Cobra Commander to spicy food. We'll talk about anything here on Free Talk Live in these remaining moments, which are up next. 800-259-9231, you take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages.
How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for your call if you dial now. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That number is 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian.
And Puke.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. Head on over and enjoy the features there. We get a lot of them, and they're all given to you free. Now, if you like the fact that we give you stuff on the site for free, you may contribute to the show in a variety of different ways. There's the AMP program. There's buying stuff over at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You can also promote us over at Promote.FreeTalkLive.com. You get a whole list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and bring more Internet listeners on board as well. Promote. .freetalklive.com.
And SACL CAI is one of the main sponsors of Free Talk Live. They are brought to you by Jason Osborne, who is the principal over there, and they can do all kinds of things, including collections, early out billing, purchasing charged off receivables. But they also have this huge telephony system that allows you to make, regular phone calls, robo phone calls, any way that you need to reach out to people through their telephone. SACL CAI can handle that. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, as we continue here, 800-259-9231. Puke, you brought something in to talk about here tonight. It's about spicy foods.
I did. Apparently, the New York Times had a lengthy article about why humans apparently like spicy food. And I'm going to read the Gizmodo.com article that's much shorter. But obviously, the chemical in chilies is capsaicin,
right?
That causes the literal chemical burn on your tongue and your mouthy bits.
It's an oil, right?
I suppose it comes in oil form. It's okay. A chemical. I don't know. It can come in all sorts of
forms.
It's
bad if you get sprayed by it, that's for sure.
Yeah. Don't get it in your mucosa membranes. They don't like that. But let's see here. It says scientists are basically at a loss as to why humans adore spicy stuff, says the New York Times. Beyond culinary taste, there are verified medical benefits. Spicy foods lower blood pressure, potentially knock out other bodily pains, and maybe even help fight microbes. But humans have been pouring hot things on their food for a long, long time. Basically, you're poor, you've got crappy meat or crappy vegetables that don't have a lot of taste.
Spice it up!
Bam, you've found this thing that covers that taste up. That's why a lot of poor cultures have very spicy food. So maybe some scientists think we're just wired to be gluttons for pain. The University of Pennsylvania's Paul Rosen, thinks each time you slather, probably meant to be slather,
slather.
Looks like a misprint, slather your sausage, don't do that, in some kind of atomic pepper death paste, you're exhibiting what he terms benign masochism. A recent study of Dr. Rosen's, Rosen's showed that subjects, when consuming an increasingly hot pepper sampler, choose as their favorite the one just bearably hot, which means people still love getting burned. And we might just be doing it for the quick thrill. Mind over body. My body thinks I'm in trouble, but I know I'm not, says Rosen.
You know, I've got a couple of friends who drag around with them, two good friends, who drag around with them, you know, things that they, capsaicin powders and stuff, so that they can make their food, you know, unbearably hot.
It is a strange affliction.
So much more so than the normal person.
Your tenant actually has these peppers that he takes around with him.
Indeed, yeah. Like some people will like to threaten you with their pepper. Hey, you want to put this on your food? No, get that thing out of here.
Right, he'll bring them into restaurants and you know, and I don't remember what habanero I think is a very hot,
as hot as they get.
Very hot pepper.
Well, not as hot as they get. The hottest pepper known to man is called the ghost chili.
Oh, okay.
And it's like insane amounts of. What do they call it? The capsaicin scale. I forget.
Yeah, there's
what that's
some
called.
Scale or
right.
Another.
I can't think of it at the moment.
Kinsey scale of pepper.
Right.
Sexual,
right.
Yeah, sexuality.
Scoville units.
Yeah, Scoville units. That's right.
So, continuing.
I
with
like a little rooster sauce in my faux soup, but
yeah, just a little bit
crazy.
Some people are, like he says, benign masochism.
Right, and I love how they point out that it's people choose as their favorite level the level that is just. Below bearable.
Unbearably painful.
Right. And that's how it is for me, too. And, yeah. You know, when you get on this kind of kick, you keep pushing that level up, you know.
You get a tolerance.
Yeah, you nudge the level up. And it really just depends on how much stuff you're willing to put the pepper on in order to, you know, have fun. I just put it on one particular food, and I like that, you know, or a couple different types of food. I like it a different way, spicy. And that's just what I want for those things. And then the rest of the time, I just eat ordinary bland food.
So man is the only animal that likes Tabasco sauce, quips Yale psychologist Paul Bloom, and Tabasco sauce is the least of it. Typical extreme hot sauces, favorites of benign masochists everywhere, run in up into the hundreds of thousands of Scoville heat units. That bottle of Tabasco in your kitchen is only 5,000 tops. And radical pain peppers are a huge business in the U.S., from the hundreds of varieties you can purchase at enthusiast shops to corporate giants like McCormick to issue an annual flavor forecast.
I guess it's a little safer than cutting.
That's true.
Cutting yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah. It's certainly safer than that.
Yeah, it is. You are literally chemically burning your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, kind of what is the difference between cutting yourself with a knife and just eating something
right.
wicked
I mean,
spicy.
It seems like it is in the same category, because the way you're explaining it and the kind of the rationale behind it. Benign masochism?
Masochism. The whole red-faced industry may verge on the lunatic at times.
Hmm.
This is kind of the writer of the article here. I mean, really, some of the sauces can only be sampled on the tip of a toothpick without sending you to the emergency room.
Yeah.
But there is something
comforting. Don't rub your eyes afterward either.
And also, do not use the restroom unless you've washed your hands. Because you don't want
good rule.
Be touching your genitalia either.
Or anybody else's.
Yeah, or anybody else's. But there's something comforting about our uniquely human taste buds. The rest of the animal world either lacks the neurological faculties to experience the burn of a chili or avoids this stuff altogether. In fact, the presence of capsaicin in peppers might be decidedly anti-human, a defense mechanism to keep curious foragers from taking a bite.
Mm.
Scientists have found the chemical stings... The chemical stings us the same exact way as a tarantula venom. So apparently it reacts with our own nerves the same as being bitten by a big spider. That's crazy. But here we are dumping it into
our soup.
You
can't really get a big spider to bite you on your tongue all over, right?
Right.
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you could. I don't know. But that's basically it. It seems that it's just sort of a human condition that we're... You know,
what you don't
like
see
hurting
from,
ourselves
from people is people, even people that like peppers, they don't take the spicy pepper stuff and rub it in their eye or, you know, put it in some other orifice where it's going to burn.
There's only
one particular orifice that they do it with, and that's the mouth. And it's interesting why they choose to do that as opposed to...
It's more tolerable.
Well, I mean, why not another orifice? Because it gets less tolerable, right?
It's going to hurt a lot more in any other orifice.
You could build a tolerance to it in any other orifice.
I suppose you could. Blow up your nose.
Right? It's just, I don't know.
Wipe your sinuses down with Tabasco.
I don't know.
Actually, Tabasco is very weak. It's a joke.
But it's got a vinegary taste too I like. Yeah.
Well, here
it's mostly
here,
vinegar, isn't it? Vinegar and water.
Yeah, it's something like that. Here on the actual Scoville unit, Tabasco sauce is 2,500 to 8,000 Scoville units, and the hottest
big variation.
The hottest thing you can eat, the Naga Jolikia, or commonly called the ghost chili, is 855,000 to 1,075,000 Scoville units. Pure capsaicin is 15 million Scoville units.
Wow.
So, like, just above this ghost chili thing is actual pepper spray. You know, Tiger lights you.
Now, is there some fool that has actually eaten one of these things? Ghost chili?
Oh, yeah, oh, absolutely. I recommend checking out the ridiculous show Man vs. Food, which is a dude that goes around and either stuffs his face or eats these crazy hot dishes, basically like restaurant challenges, you know, eat our 5-pound steak and
right.
a T-shirt.
Oh,
and some of the stuff that they have him eat is madness. There's some things that are just like, I mean, they're literally, it's like, you know, 5 chicken wings that are covered in like jalapenos and ghost chilies and habaneros and insane stuff. And like in some of the episodes, he tries to eat a couple of them and then his eyes are watering and his face is red. And then later on, he shows him like out back, you know, of the restaurant and he's like crying.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And, yeah, it's insane. And people eat this stuff.
What do they pay him? Does he just get the free food?
He'll do anything to get on TV. I mean,
basically.
That's his job. I'll put whatever it takes in my mouth to get on television.
Right. Yeah, he gets to stuff his face and get paid for it. It's a pretty awesome gig, if you ask me.
Wow.
So. Not too many really poorly paid people in television, though. I mean, you know, doing all right.
Yeah, I'm sure he's doing fine. But some people are just, I don't understand it, honestly.
You're not a spicy food guy?
I like some spicy food. I like jalapenos on certain things.
Yeah.
But,
I'm not crazy about it. I mean, I like some spicy food, but I mean, I'm more like the kind of guy that I'll top out at the buffalo wings being the hottest they could possibly be.
See, that's way beyond me.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll go to hot. Sometimes I'll go to medium. It depends on how hot their hot is and how medium their medium is.
Usually, if my nose is running after I'm done eating or during the eating process, that's an indicator.
It's a good one, yeah.
It's an indicator that it's pretty hot.
I'll put the pickled jalapenos on sandwiches or whatever, but I got no interest in a raw jalapeno. You know, none.
We are out of time tonight. Thank you for being here. Back tomorrow night, same time, same place. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It has been Ian here with you.
And Puke.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Come on, Commander Rules!
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.